Allie Williams here with Sam Selman. You're coming off your All-Star break. Just what was it like being out there?
You know, it's fun reconnecting with some old buddies. Guys I haven't seen in a while. I get to play with Fernando Abad. Dave Brundage is our manager. It was a great experience. Family came out to El Paso, so you always take those. You never take it for granted.
Yeah, that was probably a pretty quick commute for them, right?
It wasn't too bad, actually. Yeah, they flew on Southwest over from Austin to El Paso. Had seven family members there, so they were excited to come see me play.
Yeah, was your dad stoked that you're now repping the Giants organization?
He's a big fan. Yeah, he enjoys it. He enjoys watching them. Same hat since the World Series game in 2010 when he first bought it, so he's riding it pretty hard.
Yeah, but you guys are from Texas, so how did he come about being a Giants fan?
It was 2010. Dad had a family friend that was a Rangers fan, invited him out to San Francisco for game one of the World Series in 2010. And then my dad got to the stadium and just loved AT&T Park, the atmosphere, fell in love with the team. And he said, I mean, I'm joining the Giants bandwagon. So he bought a hat. And he's hadn't looked back since.
I like it. Well, going back to the All-Star game, you pitched one inning, had one strikeout. Who'd you enjoy seeing, I guess, when you're out there?
I think it's fun just to play against the guys that you play against in this league all the time. I get to face some guys from the other side you never see before, so that's kind of interesting because you have to look up at their stats and try to figure out who they are as a hitter. But it's fun to see. I had Austin Allen from the El Paso Chihuahuas catch me. So you get to see him from the playing on your team perspective. Urias is up the middle. Jorge Mateo from Las Vegas. It's just fun to meet those guys who you compete against throughout the year and actually see them as part of your teammates. It's fun to play as a friendly game.
Yeah, did you play with or against anyone from the Royals organization you remember?
So Bubba Starling was our right fielder in that game, and I played with him. Gosh, he was the same draft. And he was 2011, I was 2012. And then Seth Maness, who is with the National Sound Texas Rangers, I played with 2 years with the Royals. And then David Carpenter, who I met at Driveline this offseason, was also there. So knew a bunch of faces and got to see some old friends.
It's nice to have a little reunion, and we'll circle back to the Royals organization because that's where you were drafted back in 2012 in the second round. You were with them for 7 years. So what did you get out of your time with the Royals?
You know what? It's just I came in at such a young age of 22 and just kind of inexperienced. I threw 12 innings my first 2 years at Vanderbilt, and then I threw 60 my junior year. So when they got me, I was pretty raw, just 72 innings of collegiate experience. So basically they taught me how to pitch. They taught me everything along the way. And it's just one of those things that they took someone who had some raw talent and made him a better pitcher. And I love my time there, my 7 years, great coaches, great front office, great friends there, many of whom I still keep up with to this day. And so it was a great experience, and I enjoyed my time there. And then sometimes it works out that you just need a new face or a new place to go, and it's worked out great with the Giants so far.
Yeah. What was that, the saying that you had, the new something or other?
Sometimes trees grow better in different climates.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I like that one. And then while you were with the Royals, you had 5 years in Double A with them. Can feel like you're stuck at times, but what did you do to be able to keep yourself pushing forward during those years?
You try to keep a positive mentality as much as you can. And a lot of the things that happen are just out of your control, and you can't get too down on yourself or just if things aren't going well, because you can just find yourself falling into a pity party, and just it's you just got to keep moving on, because there's 29 other teams that are looking out for you, like the Giants, and there's opportunities out there. And so just try to keep a positive attitude, try to get better each day. There's always something you can improve upon. And so, I mean, I had countless friends and family members. I remember going back. I was in AA, AAA in 17, made the AA All-Star team actually in 17, and they told me I was going back to AA in 18, and I was just, I remember starting, I had the first game of the year. It was raining, it was cold, 30-something degrees. I gave up 6 1/3 of an inning to start the game, and my mom was at that game, and I was just like, I can't do this. Like, this is terrible. And she took me out to a nice dinner and said, it's not the end of the world. You have a long year ahead. You're playing for 29 other teams, and it's great moments like that that kind of make everything really nice.
Yeah, you have a good support system behind you.
Exactly.
With a nice dinner afterwards. That's always a good answer for most things.
Exactly.
But and then after that year in 2018, during this past off season, you made some changes. So what did you do to improve and get you where you are now?
So I finished up 2018 kind of lackluster. It was kind of all over the place. And I needed a new change, try something different, which sometimes is just what you need. And I had a buddy who was with the Royals, Kyle Zimmer, who I've lived with for countless off seasons and seasons of pro ball. He went to Driveline up in Seattle for 5 months, and he was basically working on trying to rehab his shoulder. And so he said he's had great success up there. He said, come up to do a 7-day assessment, and we'll try it together. And so I went up there, and they had some great ideas for some mechanical flaws that I had that had kind of led to some walks in the past. And they said this will kind of really help on it. And hit the ground running with it. I kind of bought into it because why not? I mean, I might as well try everything in your career once. So I went out there and tried it. And you always struggle the first time you do it. I mean, just riding a bike, you always struggle. But keep a straight, good mind ahead of you and know that the process is a long one. But it worked out great. And I've been doing it ever since. And they were a big help to get me where I am today.
Yeah, what were some of those mechanical changes that you were able to make?
Yeah, so the biggest one is I had consistency in the past of my arm would always hang behind my body. So my body would leak out too far in front, and my arm would hang back and not be able to catch up. So that would lead to inconsistencies with whether or not my timing was right on fastballs and slider pitches. And so the big thing they wanted me to focus on was try to keep my weight more distributed on the back leg before firing everything all at once. And so that kind of a little just mental switch and just mechanical adjustment as well really kind of helped me focus on that for the whole off season and just kind of keep everything maintained on the back leg and allow my arm to catch up and be on time so the fastball and slider can come out at the same time every time.
And then after that, the Giants come see you at the pro day, sign you to a minor league deal. So for you, from leaving an organization that you've known for 7 years and joining an organization that's brand new, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it's like starting off the first day of school again. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things where you don't know anyone going into it, and so you have no expectations going into it. But I got out to spring training early. It was probably February 2nd or so, and didn't know anyone. And luckily, the rehab group was going out for stretch, and I kind of flagged someone down and said, hey, is there any chance I could play catch with you guys today? And went out there and made some friends, met a bullpen catcher who was willing to catch me a couple times. And the rehab coordinator was fantastic, saying I could throw them anytime they want. But when it came time to break camp, they were in shock that I wasn't actually injured because they thought I was just out there because I hurt my shoulder or elbow or something. And so I was, yeah, fully healthy, just in rehab, just trying to make some friends and just needed a throwing partner. And so, but it worked out great. And it's been a wonderful time here in this organization. Met some bunch of great guys and loved every minute of it.
Yeah, one of the guys you did know, you had Tyler Beattie on your team when he was a freshman. You were a junior. The other one is Mike Yastrzemski, who you both came up together, both juniors, when you were drafted. So what was it like, I guess, coming back and being able to play with him again?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. So I mean, I've known Mike since the fall of 08 when we were both freshmen on Vanderbilt's campus and knew his wife Paige the same year. I mean, they've been dating since 08. So it's just you spend 3 years with a guy and it's, I mean, one of your great college friends and all that. And then the way baseball is you don't see him for who knows how long. Maybe in the off season you reconnect for a wedding or when you're in the same town and all that. Life just kind of goes on. And then it was so fortunate enough that he was traded over here with the Giants. So I saw him in spring training for only 6 short days because I ended up going to Double-A and he went to Triple-A. So we broke up for 2 weeks there, and then luckily I was able to come back and be out here in Sacramento, and we got back together, and so it was great seeing him, and it's just the friendship never changes.
Yeah, well, this year he had his first major league call-up, which was a great experience, so exciting for him, and you've been having a great year up here in Sacramento. Your walk rate is cut in half. Your strike rate is up in the 40s, and you've had just a great season so far. So as above the surface, having a good year, how are you feeling after everything is starting to come together?
Yeah, things are going well. Morale is high. But you got to maintain the same kind of attitude. I mean, kind of one of those things where you never settle because you want to have a great start to the season, but you also want to end the season strong as well. And so it's one of those things where you can always make mechanical adjustments or you can always get better doing something. And it's just one of those things that's, baseball is just, you got to constantly keep things in check because if you let one thing start to slip, then it all kind of just starts to fall off. So just trying to keep with it, same attitude. This is a fantastic team I've loved and enjoyed playing with. So it brings a joy to come to the park every day and makes it easy.
Yeah, you watching the rotating door of everyone coming in and out?
Yeah, I mean, they're your friends going up, so they're, I mean, it's exciting to see them. I was with Yaz when he got called up, actually, so it was, we carpooled home one night, and we had a flight out the next morning, so I told him I'd pick him up at 4:30.
A.M.?
Yeah, I mean, it's the standard AAA travel right there, Southwest all
just
the way.
Just wanted to clarify, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. but he called me back about 5 minutes later after he dropped me off and said, you don't need to pick me up, I'm going to San Francisco. So I walked the three houses down to where he lived and went and celebrated with him. So that was a fun experience.
That's great. It's that full circle thing you were talking about. Baseball's a crazy thing. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing what you do during the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.